this is going to the show, and I'm just a regular guy. Well, today we got that new horror movie directed by Jim from The Office. Yeah, John Krasinski directed this new movie. It's a big hit. It's A Quiet Place. And what he's done is he's made a tension-packed thriller where, remember from the original Alien movie where they said, in space, no one can hear you scream? Well, with this alien bunch, the last thing you want to do is scream, because these monsters, they come to Earth. I guess they're looking for a little peace and quiet. But if you make any noise around them at all, they just kill you. See, they're blind, but they got great ears. I'm not really sure if they have ears, but whatever it is they listen with, they're very sensitive to the sound. And once they came to Earth, evidently nobody in the world could keep their mouth shut, because there's hardly any humans left. The libraries might be packed, I don't know, but I'll tell you this, I'll tell you who went first. The people on the radio went first. No way we can shut up. Oh, geez, I hope it never comes to this. But it does come to Krasinski and his family. They're on a farm, isolated area, living a quiet life, but they are on pins and needles. No shoes, no talk, and for God's sake, no battery-operated toys. And they have been affected tragically. Oh, yeah. Now, why did this happen? Who are these aliens? Well, they never say. No backstory except what you can read from some old newspaper headlines they show. And this family is hunkered down for a future of, a future of what? But the mom, Emily Blunt, she's pregnant. And there's other kids, too. They got a couple of kids, a jittery boy and a daughter who's deaf. And for most of the movie, there is no spoken dialogue at all. But there are riveting scenes where anybody would scream their heads off, like stepping on a nail or self-delivering a baby, knocking stuff over, all of this stuff. Any peep means alien evisceration. Now, the monsters are a cross between the aliens, like, you know, the aliens from the Aliens movie, and a crab. And they got their own screechy voices. I mean, they're the ones who should shut up. But I got to tell you, for a movie without a lot of talking, sound is still a huge part of this. That creaky chair that you're sitting on right now, imagine if it was magnified and deadly instead of just annoying. That's this movie. It's A Quiet Place. Now, you want to hear some of my other reviews? 93XRT.com. And I'm just a regular guy on 93XRT, Chicago's finest rock.